News. I'm Dave Collins. The president wants Americans to take the severe winter weather hitting large parts of the U.S. seriously. Blizzard warnings are in effect in many places due to a storm system affecting millions. President Biden said Americans should heed local warnings, and his administration is working with governors to provide any needed support. Portland and the Pacific Northwest are getting slammed.
The Pacific Northwest is bracing for an ice storm, in particular in the Portland area. Thousands of people already waking up Thursday to power outages from strong winds. A major winter storm moving into Oregon expected to cause even more power outages throughout the weekend. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Ukrainian officials are optimistic soldiers will be trained quickly on the Patriot missile defense system. The U.S. is set to provide the advanced defense system as part of an additional $1.8 billion assistance package. A top Ukrainian military official said he held a phone call with the Secretary of Defense and is confident soldiers will master the system quickly. Target is recalling more than 200,000 Pillow Fort weighted blankets. This is after two girls zipped themselves inside and suffocated. The 4 and 6-year-old North Carolina girls were playing when they crawled inside the 6-pound blankets and died of asphyxiation at their Camp Lejeune home. The Senate voted Thursday to pass a massive $1.7 trillion government spending bill that will fund critical government operations across federal agencies and provide emergency aid for Ukraine and natural disaster relief.
The amendment process made it better. Usually when you have a big omnibus, the amendment process makes it worse because the minority is trying to undo a lot of the things in the bill.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The House must next pass the measure as lawmakers race the clock to avert a shutdown at the end of the week. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As Americans ready for the holidays, President Biden is calling for unity.
So this Christmas, let's spread a little kindness. This Christmas, let's be that helping hand, that strong shoulder, that friendly voice when no one else seems to care for those who are struggling. It just might be the best gift you can ever give.
In a Christmas address from the White House, Biden said there is more that unites us than that which divides us. He said he hopes 2023 will be the year the nation drains the poison that has infected politics and turned Americans against one another. What's being called a once-in-a-generation winter storm has been disrupting flights this week, and travelers can expect more of it during the weekend. Flight tracking site FlightAware reports that more than 2,000 flights have been canceled Thursday, and 1,000 more scheduled for Friday have already been canceled. If you're traveling by car, Bob Wilson, spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Transportation, has some advice.
Make sure that you have plenty of clothing and water, those kinds of things, because you never know, because the temperatures are so extreme.
Hundreds of passengers are being evacuated from a Staten Island ferry following a fire during the evening commute. Authorities say the blaze started in the engine room as the ferry was headed from Manhattan to Staten Island. Nearly 700 people were aboard the ferry, and smaller boats are taking them to St. George Ferry Terminal. The fire has since been extinguished. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.